two.
Peace.
Two. Welcome to episode 13 of 2P Start Live. He's Tim.
13?
Isn't it?
Yeah, but, you know, like in elevators at the hotels, they skip the 13th floor. I think we should welcome everyone to episode 14.
Welcome, everyone, to episode 13 of 2P Start Live. He's Tim.
And he's Ray, still.
And we hope you enjoy the show today. But first, trivia for you. Our winner from last week, who was the quickest to correctly answer what this song is Oliver Strano. It is indeed from Zelda Wind Waker when you visit Grandpa in his little house. So Oliver, I'll be making your picture into a floating 2-piece start head and then add you to our contest winners page, along with everybody else. And as such, here's our next contest. Leave us a comment or send us an email and tell us what game this chime is from. Remember, if you can correctly name where you hear the chime in the game as well, you gain an extra edge against the competition if your correct entries are only a day apart. So let the guessing begin.
All right. Yeah, last week we had quite a few correct answers, huh?
We did, actually. Yeah, a lot of people were guessing Wind Waker, and
it's a great game.
Was good. Yeah, and we did have the week before that answered correctly, which was the crazy little song was from Yoshi's Story on the N64.
Mm.
So I'll be putting up those heads pretty soon, hopefully.
All right, so moving on to the topic of the week.
Whoa, you're overdoing it this time.
You're always underwhelmed, so I figured I'd just go all out. So what is the topic of the week?
What is our topic of the week, Tim?
I believe it's another Sonic game of some sort.
Yes.
Sonic is into some more shenanigans again. What do they have him doing this time?
Is he ever? He's riding hoverboards again.
Hoverboards, that's right, yeah.
Again.
Some sort of gimmick. After reading your review that went up Sunday here...
My scathing review.
Your scathing review.
It wasn't too... Actually, I was pretty nice to it.
I don't know. It was pretty negative. It was pretty negative.
And yeah,
then,
I guess.
And then I read the score, and I'm like... That's too high for what you said. That's much too high.
Well, but see, that's the thing is as the game itself, though, like, for me, you know, if you've never played it, if you've never played Sonic Riders before, it's all going to be new stuff to you. You know, it's all going to be new. I'm like, oh, that's cool. Look, there's, like, a Sega stage and some extra Sega characters. This is fun. This is a cool game. I like how you're riding hoverboards. There's different boards with different, you know, but for someone... For me, who's played the original, and I play this, and it's like the same thing, but a little bit worse. It's like, okay, you know, the graphics aren't even as good as before, so wow, what do you know? You know, like, this does not deserve the same score at all. Like, it's, you know, it's like, it's been 2 years, and even that game felt a little out of touch with current gaming reality. So, you know, I have to kind of give it a score for what the game is itself. But that's the question, though, right? Is like, should I be taking that into consideration with the score if it's just like the one before it?
Yeah, you know, I would say that if a sequel gets the same score as the original, it would be slightly worse than the original because you would think it would get better, like the graphics would be better and the gameplay
right.
would be better. So even if you had given it the same score, it would still be a disappointment, you know? So the fact
yes,
that you
yeah.
lowered it by a whole number... if you compare it to your previous review, it does show that you were severely disappointed in the game. But
I
so
mean,
you're saying that if someone has never played the original, they would find enjoyment in this game.
Well, you know, there's some classes to this, of course. I mean, are you a fan of Sonic? If you don't
no.
like Sonic, you probably won't like the game. You know, are you a fan of racing games?
No.
But, you know. So Tim, I recommend you play Sonic and the Secret Rings. Yeah, I mean, it's depends. You're just gonna have to be the right person. Honestly, I would say rental for anybody out there.
Mm.
just in general, if you were to play this at all, I would just simply rent it. It's not going to be something, you know, most people would want to keep in their catalog forever. The score I gave to the original game 2 years ago, I think it was like an 8.7 or something.
8.2, I believe.
8.2, okay. Which is kind of high.
Anything 8 or above is a recommendation, in my opinion.
Yeah, and I did recommend the game. I thought it was pretty good. Of course, I played that.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Right after...
It was an 8.7 you gave it. I just looked it up. That's really
okay,
high.
Okay. Yeah, I think it is pretty high. And I think for having just played Shadow the Hedgehog before it, I was feeling pretty good now, you know, because pretty much anything after Shadow the Hedgehog is a great video game.
Anything that takes that bad taste out of your mouth is classic, right?
Right. So, I mean, after Sonic Heroes and Shadow the Hedgehog, you know, we're on a downswing. I'm like, oh, sweet. This game is an upswing for Sonic. We're moving. It's not much up, but we're moving up. And, well, that didn't prove to hold on for too long. I mean, a lot has changed in 2 years, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
You know, especially my writing style. I mean, if you read the old review, I sound like a middle schooler, in my opinion.
You were in middle school 2 years ago, right?
Yeah, that was me. I got held back.
Well, so, you did relate to me a story about a little tedious.
I'm gonna save that for the Black Doom Award.
Oh, okay, we'll get there. So there's definitely something horrible about this game that you'll have to continue listening to the podcast to find out.
You can look forward to that one, definitely. That's,
okay.
Oh boy, yeah. Yeah, but I mean, basically, the problem I have with this game is it's like you already have a game that was made 2 years ago. It's pretty good. I mean, it's got some good qualities, good replay value to it. You know, it's fun, it's fast, it's, you know, it's Sonic, it's racing. I mean, you know, fast racing Sonic game. You know, I mean, that's pretty good qualities. And all you really had to do for the sequel was just improve the graphics, add a whole bunch of characters, add a whole bunch of new stages. You know, your online play, you're set. You know, I mean, you got a great Wii title right there. But they're still making it for PS2 as well, and so I feel like they held themselves back. Like, well, we'll just make the common denominator and then, you know, just put it on both consoles, basically. And so what I ended up getting for a game wasn't like a better new sequel to the game. It's like, hey, you remember all the turbulence stuff from the last game? Well, we replaced it with gravity stuff. So we took one somewhat awkward system but was pretty good, and instead of tweaking it to be even better, we scrapped it all to introduce a brand new, slightly awkward but, you know, okay system. And so it's got just as many pitfalls. And you might like it more, you might like it less. Go Nintendo picked up my review, and I read some of the comments there, and there were a number of people on there who was like, I don't know what this guy's talking about. I like this one a lot better than the first one. Hmm. And that kind of blows my mind, because, I mean, no offense, but you guys are stupid. No, I'm just kidding. No, I mean, no offense, but like, it just doesn't make sense in my mind how you could play the first one and then think this one's better, too. It's like, there's nothing new. There's nothing new about it. I mean, maybe it's the slower pace. Maybe the first one was just too frantic for people. Well, for me, like, I'm just on an adrenaline rush all the time with Sonic games. Like, I need, you know, high speeds and really twitchy gameplay. So I don't know. It's just a totally personal choice, and mine was not very... I wasn't very pleased. I was actually quite upset that they could screw up a sequel like this so badly.
Well, I'm of the opinion that, you know, if you have a decent game and you want to make a franchise out of it, the sequel, just like you said, you tweak the things that needed help, you see what the problems were and you make them better, and you just add to it. And you were talking about how some of the characters they just replaced instead of adding to, you know.
And, oh, exactly.
And to totally change the system and kind of start from scratch again, like Sonic Riders Zero Gravity would probably be fine as the first in the series. If
yes.
That's the way they had wanted to go, you know, we'll do the
gravity system.
But like, you know, you're just starting from scratch again, and the game is no better, if not worse, than the original, you know?
Yeah, especially with the characters, you know? I mean, one of the big draws of the first game for me, I was like, wow, there's so many Sonic characters. And then mm-hmm. I was blown away that you could play as Ai-Ai from Super Monkey Ball. I'm like, dude, that's awesome. I get to play as Super Monkey Ball character, like, rolling around in this ball and stuff. Like, that's just hilarious to me. And it's like, well, we're going to replace him with a different Sega character, and we're just going to add basically two more characters. We're going to add Silver and Blaze, and that's it. It's just, it bugs
me. But you
me.
Can't say that's surprising, though, right? I mean, that's...
It does surprise me.
Well, no, come
how
on.
How hard is it?
But how many... Look, your review, you said, I'm tired of writing this review, right? So it can't be that surprising, because they always take the shortcuts, you know? Let's do the bare minimum. for what'll kind of please the fans in the screenshots and, you know, cash out on Sonic once again. And guess what? It'll work. People will...
I don't know how it's any harder to grab, you know, your old sound effect files from a video game that you made.
It's just lazy.
You either take the voice sound of, you know, you either take the voice clips or you take the sound effect clips. It's like, why not just take the voices?
Yeah, no, I mean,
I agree. That's something as like a creator, it's like, hey, I want to hear that character talk.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, oh, well, we just, I don't know. It's like, you're fired. Like, that would be my move. I'm like, where's someone to just kick people out of this place?
Yeah, but then they realize, oh, wait, we weren't paying you anything? Okay, never mind. You're still working on the game.
Oh, wait, we're selling the games to get money, not to be good games? Oh, I forgot. Sorry.
That's right.
You're promoted. Nice work on that one, Billy.
Sonic Riders, zero quality.
Yeah, zero quality.
That's what we got. Okay, moving on to something a little less depressing.
Comic Talk.
Alrighty, Comic Talk.
The segment with no sound effect cue and no real special thing other than the music.
Man, come on, yeah, Ray.
If you guys have a good idea for what we should do to announce Comic Talk, let us know. We might give it a shot.
We can just start cussing a bunch. Would that work?
Yeah, video of me when I'm making the comic.
What the bleep?
Tim, send the effing script already. This isn't funny. You're fired.
Yeah, exactly. Oh boy. So I think we'll be excited for next week's comic, right? Or this week's comic, I guess.
I am excited. Yeah, we're gonna bring something back.
Should we tell them
an old classic, in my opinion. One of my favorite comic styles.
Oh really?
Yeah, I do hold it as one of my favorites.
That's cool. I didn't know that. Should I sell them or what?
Sure, yeah.
Yeah, we're bringing back the Wii channels or the rejected Wii channels.
Rejected Wii channels.
So we think we have a few more good ideas. And, you know, I kind of been toying with the idea of making some, I guess, recurring themes in our comics. Not too often. We don't want to kill anything or bring something up just because we can, not because it's funny, you know. But I think this is one instance where people would be like, oh yeah, I loved it when they did that one comic, and you know they're doing it again, something similar, you know, and I think it'll be cool.
Oh yeah, I think you guys will. And Tim came up with all the jokes, and we're not doing another global warming one, are we?
No.
Okay, we're safe. We're safe this time.
The Gorecast channel.
That's still, I love that comic. It still makes me laugh.
It's a good one, yeah. Put a link in the podcast.
Okay, yeah, you guys can take a look if you're just
newer. That was one of our earlier ones.
Oh, it was. I remember it was like 10, was it like number 4, I think?
It was pretty early. Yeah, maybe it was definitely first 10 somewhere.
And I remember Jessica was like, "This is your best one yet." I'm like, "This is our fourth one." We don't have more. So, yeah.
You guys used to be good.
You guys
back when you did Wii channel, rejected Wii channels.
No, see, now it'll be like, well, the rejected Wii channels used to be good. Now you're just making crappy sequels to it. Just following suit with my favorite games here.
Yeah. Well,
okay,
well,
after
with,
this...
with great comics come great comments. Is that how it goes?
you really put a lot of emotion behind that.
I wanted to steal your thunder and yet... make you depressed that I would have stolen it in such a poor way. So go ahead.
Well, it is true. There are great... for every great comic comes great comments. And this week's suggestion box was no different.
Was chock full of them.
We haven't been doing suggestion box for the last couple of weeks, and that's partly because we just didn't want to bore you guys to death. Our podcasts were running kind of long. We didn't really have much to talk about. And we would do a suggestion box, and then later on during editing, editing while it's live, by the way, I'd be like, not worth people's time. Sorry.
Well, plus, you guys all wrote really stupid comments the last couple
no,
weeks.
No, Tim, come on.
I'm just kidding.
The truth hurts, but you don't have to break it like that.
We always appreciate
your comments, honestly.
Oh, yeah. It's fun to see.
So do you want to start first here?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, we got lots of long comments this week, especially from...
Don't read those.
Let me read all of our comments. No.
We're bringing suggestion box back with a
with a vengeance. No, I'm going to reference the comments I speak of by Sheppy. He had the first comment up there, and it was a good little debate we had there going on about the PSP. I told him I welcome a good, healthy debate on the validity of certain features on certain systems, namely the PSP. And
What did he say about, like,
the general idea was, like, you know, they made these announcements that you kind of joke about.
No. I mean, like, what did he say where he was like, oh, any other place you would have just deleted this and moved on, but you were what was that comment?
Yeah, it was funny. He was like, you know, I give you credit for, you know, not deleting. Most people would just delete the comment, and you actually responded and offered a rebuttal sort of thing, and that was kind of funny because it made us think, maybe he pisses a lot of people off, and
it's like a regular occurrence for him.
Yeah.
Hey, normally you delete the comments, but this one's stuck. I've been working on keeping them here. I was gonna say, like, what? Come on, man, what do you think this is? The internet? Oh wait, that's right. Sorry. Oh yeah, people.
No,
do
we've
that.
Only deleted comments when they were grossly inappropriate or not constructive. You know.
Tim.
What?
What did I say about writing those?
Well, you know, when your comic's not up to snuff, I'll just use an alias and tell you how it is.
Blame it.
Yeah. Well, anyway, I appreciated the little... I actually continued the debate a little bit through email, and... I mean, he has a lot of good points about the PSP is for a certain audience, but I still say that some of the design issues with it kind of point to Sony being more of a multimedia company than a gaming company, and... I mean, that's what they are, but I don't think it's the best thing for gamers, and I think they know that, which is why the DS sells way better than the PSP. And the PSP is getting itself a decent library of games and all that, but it's just, you know, not as fun in some ways, you know?
I like this, Tim. You're like, yeah, we had a good debate through email, but, you know, since I have a podcast, I'm going to get the last word in to deal with it.
Period. End of statement.
Nice work, Tim.
I win. No, I'm kidding. Anyway, thank you, Sheppy, for the debate. You had a lot of good points.
Well, my favorite comment of the week goes to Hex Decimal, who was trying to guess our trivia for you for the week. And he said, if the Zelda song isn't Wind Waker, I think it sounds more like Phantom Hourglass. Also, I'm sure the other one is from Sonic CD in the Paradise or Palm Tree Panic stage, something with two P's in the first stage, at the present time period on the American version of the game. Then later on, he comes back and he's like, no, I remember the present music now. I'm sure it was the past or good future versions. Since it's so hard to get to the good future that part in the game, I'm very sure it's the past. And then he's like, oh, whoops, I'm sorry, I mistook the contest background music for the actual song you're supposed to guess the game to. And I didn't realize that until I listened to the 11 podcast. Well, I feel stupid now. And I was going to, because I was reading that, I'm like, dude, what is he talking about? Sonic CD?
Well,
because
he sounded
like, come
so
on,
sure
man.
Of himself, you know?
Yeah, and I was like, exactly. I'm like, what? Like, when someone guessed Dr. Mario for the Yoshi's Island or Yoshi's Story, I was like, well, that kind of makes sense. I could see how you'd think that. But like this, I was like, Sonic CD, what is this guy talking about? And then when he said, like, oh, is the actual, you know, the song in the back, I'm like, oh, my God, he's right. Like, because it is the past version of Palm Tree Panic on the Sonic CD, the American version. So he was absolutely right about that. So
but that
you,
wasn't
you
the
did, You
the
did
trivia.
That, but that wasn't the contest. Yeah.
He ought to be rewarded for pulling,
I think so. He worked pretty hard
that
on that.
Out of nowhere and, yeah, taking the time to, like, oh, you know, that was pretty
funny. Working
so
hard, and, yeah, so...
Thank you, Hex Decimal.
Thank you, Hex Decimal. Very nice. Very nice work.
All right, what do we got next?
We have the most haunted segment of the program. The Black Doom Award. Nice. Each week, Tim and I both mention a terrible choice made related to video games, and I have a good one. In honor of the worst character Sonic Team has ever created.
Sonic the Hedgehog.
No,
I mean, Black Doom.
Big the Cat is like the second runner-up, probably. Tim, what's your Black Doom award?
Mine goes to Medal of Honor Heroes 2. And I love, you know, light gun-style games, so I'm like, this seems like a perfect fit. But, so I started off with the arcade version, the light gun part of the game. And it was okay until I tried to reload.
Uh-oh.
Now, you reload of one of two ways. Well, I thought the only way to reload was to raise up the gun and kind of like flick it up, you know, which seems reasonable and not terribly difficult. It gives it a little bit more of a challenge because then you have to refocus the sights on the screen, you know.
Right.
So, you know, in real life, if you were reloading a gun, you'd have to re-aim, you know. So it makes sense, except that it doesn't work. It seems like in certain parts of the game, if you try to reload, you are SOL, okay? I'm sorry.
I had this trouble on Ghost Squad myself. I forget which way it was exactly, but to reload, I would point the gun up into the air to reload.
Ray, I'm sorry. That's not the issue. I sat there for like 10 minutes, dying with like 3 Nazis on my butt, you know. I'm shaking
like in the game or in real life?
Well, in the game.
Okay.
But I mean, I'd
have
shake
that trouble
it.
Sometimes.
I'd shake it around. I'd any direction I could, you know. I'd lift it up in the air. I'd flick it, and sometimes it would work in certain parts of the game. But you get to this one spot where you got to reload, and it just doesn't work. It's not that difficult of a game, but it's broken. And so I found out there is another way to reload. You push down on the D-pad. Well, that's not fun.
Yeah.
You have to have your second hand up on top of the gun. So why is it even in the Wii Zapper shell, you know what I mean?
Right.
So it really kind of took away the fun that could have been had in that mode. But the main part of the game is the first-person shooter mode anyway, so I guess they just kind of slacked on the Wii mode, you know?
Right.
But kind of crummy.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Well, my Black Doom Award is going to go to Sonic Riders Zero Gravity. Didn't see that coming.
Zero quality.
You didn't know that, did you?
Not with the 7.2 you gave it.
Well, here's what I have a major problem with, okay? Whenever
Sonic,
you
isn't?
When okay, let's set the stage here. You ride hoverboards and you can purchase new ones in the store, okay?
Okay.
The hoverboards cost rings and you earn rings by racing. If you go 3 laps and finish a race and you collect 100 rings, which is the maximum you can collect, then you earn 100 rings. Now, if you do the World Grand Prix, which is about 6 races, and you get first place total, you get 500 rings for that. So technically, you can get about 1,100 rings in 20 minutes. Okay.
Seems reasonable.
Yeah, you know, we'll have 1,100 rings. That's a lot, right? And then we learned of... I was on a message board, and I learned of a cheating way to collect more rings, way faster, which is there's a mission mode where you have to collect as many rings as you can. And on this certain stage, on average, you can get about 320 rings, because there's no cap. You can get about 320 rings within about a minute and a half. So it's like, hey, if you just do that over and over, you're just raking in the dough, basically. I'm like, well, this will be great, because then I can just go to the shop and just buy everything. Well, things in the shop costs anywhere from like 1,000 rings to 9,999 rings, and there's like 50 things to buy. I don't remember how many there were, but I was just buying things at my own leisure. You know, I was just I'm just buying. You know, no big deal. But then I started getting to like these really pricey items. I'm like, man, I have like a 4,000, 4,500, 4,600, 5,000, 5,400. It's like, oh my god, like all the way up to 9,000, and I was like, I wonder how long it would take me to actually buy all of this. Like,
so
even
you
with
took
the
out
cheating
your calculator.
Even with the cheating way. So I you know, I'm on my Mac, so I bring up the dashboard. Sorry. I'm in the future, Tim. And I go to the calculator, right? And so I go in, okay, I make about 320 rings on average in a minute and a half. And I counted up all the rings I would need to get to buy everything. And I divided it by 320 rings. And this gives me how many times I would need to play that 1.5 minute stage over and over again. You know how many I got? I would have to play it 315 more times. And I'm like, 300 more times?
And that's,
I mean,
that's the cheating way of
doing
it.
That's the cheating way. It's like, what the heck were you expecting me to do? Like, how many 20-minute Grand Prix was I supposed to be racing? Oh
yeah, that's what
gosh.
I'd like to know, is how many you're supposed to play the real way. It must be in the thousands.
I'm like, oh my gosh.
I guess they overestimated the replay value of this game a little bit.
Yeah, that, see, there's the business strategy. What was that comment called? All the
The Marketing
reviews.
101?
Yeah, here's another Marketing 101 thing for you. Like, oh, you need to play the same level 300 times to get all the items. Oh, amazing replay value. God. It's like, I could not believe that. And I remember the last game, I was like counting down the number of times I had to do things to earn enough rings. But I don't think it was this bad. I don't think it was 300 I had to count down. So I was pretty peeved about that. So I collected a whole bunch, and then I just kind of gave up. I'm like, you know what? I'm basically collecting the same boards I was last game. It's just not worth it.
Yeah.
Again.
Well, in your review, you said that you got about 44 boards, so that must have taken quite some time.
Well, a lot of those you unlock for unlocking a character. You know, each character has their own board, and then some boards are kind of cheap. You can buy them pretty quickly, you know. And there were some I saved up for the 9,999 one. I mean, that was one of my goals. I'm gonna get that one. If I get any, it's gonna be the maximum, just so I can say I got that one at least. Right. But there's just so much. There's so many more. I think there was like at least 20 or 30 still left to buy that were all in just like the 5,000. It was just ridiculous.
Jeez.
It was crazy. So screw that. Thanks a lot, Sonic Team. Well, that'll do for the show.
Yeah, that's a wrap.
That's a wrap. Thank you for enjoying our podcast. Every Wednesday, come back to 2P Start for a brand new comic. Every Monday, a new podcast, just like the one you just listened to. It's fantastic. You'll love it. It's exciting and memorable.
And they're better every week.
They're collectible, too. You can keep them and listen to them. They're live every time.
Yeah,
so that'll pretty much do it. I'm Ray. I'm sorry, he's Tim.
But now you confuse me.
I mess it up every time.
Who am I?
Who am I? Maria.
What is my purpose? I am Tim.
And he's Tim. See you next week. My only hope for a good Sonic game, aside from Smash Bros. Brawl, which is going to just freaking blow my mind apart, is the Sonic RPG game for DS, which is being done by BioWare, not by Sonic Team. That's my last resort for a pure Sonic game. And it's an RPG, like a turn-based...
Yeah, I'm not sure.
So, we'll see, though. I mean,
I'm not saying it'll be a bad game. BioWare is making it, but I'm not sure what Sonic has to do with it.
Well, I mean, but after playing like Paper Mario,
yeah, you're right,
and stuff like that. You know, that this, you can open up a whole new genre for the same character, basically. Just you just do it right.
I just wonder if it's too late.
It might be.
Sonic is already synonymous with every joke in the gaming industry, so maybe it may not be able to take him seriously.
You know, actually, that was the funny story I had was that when I picked up Sonic Riders. I went to the store, I went to like GameStop, and they're like, oh, did you pre-order the game? And I was like, well, did anybody? You know, like, he's like, oh, I think some people did. I'm like, oh, okay,
no.
I guess there's still some love left for Sonic out there. And he's like, oh, no one did, never mind. I'm like, yeah.
Yeah, why would he even ask the question?